This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine is refusing Russia's demands to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol as its fate remains uncertain, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Communications are crippled, and many residents in Mariupol are in hiding.
They bombed everything. We don't have Mariupol anymore.
Dmytro Gurin is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. Mariupol officials say at least 2,300 people have died. Fears grow that number could be far higher.
I'm not a lawyer to use a homicide term. For this situation, but it's mass murdering.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's message: I call on all Ukrainians to do everything to defend our country everywhere we are in order to save our nation, combat, fight, support, and drive out these slaves, these occupiers, to make Ukraine and all of us live freely and peacefully as we like to do. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's government said it would never bow to ultimatums, and cities such as the capital Kiev, Mariupol, and Kharkiv would always defy occupation. Russia's invasion, now in its fourth week, has largely stalled. It has failed to seize any major city, much less capture Kiev or topple Zelensky. But Russia has caused massive destruction to residential areas, particularly in Mariupol, on the Sea of Azov, which was home to 400,000 people. It has run short of food, medicine, power, and water since the first days of the war. And Ukraine defied Moscow's demand for its soldiers to lay down arms before dawn on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., day one of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings is over. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome, Judge Jackson, and congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you, Senator.
As he opened the Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Dick Durbin noted Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the High Court's first black woman if confirmed.
It's not easy being the first. Often you have to be the best. In some ways, the bravest.
Jackson will address the panel today before questioning starts tomorrow. Ranking Member Chuck Grassley and other Republicans vow tough but fair questions.
We won't try to turn this into a spectacle.
He and several other GOP members cited how Democrats turned Brett Kavanaugh's hearings 4 years ago into a circus. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States on Monday announced a formal determination that the military of Myanmar has committed genocide and crimes against humanity in its campaign against the Rohingya minority. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Secretary of State Antony Blinken quoted accounts of the Rohingya victims as examples of the widespread and systematic evidence that Myanmar's military intended to destroy the mainly Muslim minority.
The day will come when those responsible for these appalling acts will have to answer for them.
Blinken warned, as long as the military junta remains in power, no one in the country, also known as Burma, will be safe. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A Moscow court said on Monday that Meta was guilty of extremist activity, but the ruling will not affect its WhatsApp Messenger service, focusing on the U.S. firm's already banned Facebook and Instagram social networks. Meta did not respond to requests for comments after Moscow's district court said in a statement it had upheld a lawsuit filed by state prosecutors on banning the company's activities on the Russian territory. It's not unclear if Facebook, or what's known now as Meta, will appeal. Last year, it had 7.5 million users in Russia, and WhatsApp had 67 million, while Instagram has said its ban affects 80 million users in Russia. Recapping our top story, Ukraine is refusing Russia's demand to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol, and its fate remains uncertain. Russia's invasion, now in its fourth week, has largely stalled. It has failed to seize any major city, much less capture Kiev or topple Zelensky, but Russia has caused massive destruction to residential areas, particularly in Mariupol. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.